Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Ethics, it is a word we often equate with those very tricky matters, you know, the stem cell research and genetic engineering and things like that. But tonight we're stepping into a six-part series called Lifestyle Ethics, looking at the ethics surrounding our small, everyday decisions, not the big issues, the small ones. Guiding us through this series is Simon Carey-Holt. He's a lecturer in practical theology in Melbourne's Whitley College and author of God Next Door. It's nice to have you with us for the next few weeks, Simon.
It's good to be with you, Sheridan.
And I've got to say congratulations again on the winning the Australian Christian Book of the Year Award for God Next Door.
It was certainly a wonderful encouragement, so
yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. Mm. Well, we've already had a chat with you before about some of these kind of matters of neighbourhoods, communities, things like that. We're going to touch on that in the weeks to come. Tonight, we want to introduce this series by looking at this idea of lifestyle ethics. Firstly, a definition of ethics, being the lecturer that you are. You always start with a definition.
Absolutely. Well, ethics is, I guess we can understand, as really the science of choice, how we go about making choices and decisions in our lives. It has to do with the values that undergird those decisions, and it has to do with the process of actually making those decisions. Mm. So ethics, the science of choice.
Mm. So if you were to bring ethics as a big topic down into a few categories, are there categories that you can kind of lump little decisions under?
Absolutely. There's what I would call ethical arenas. There are what I might call ethics within the global arena. Issues of war and peace, ecology, economics, race, immigration, human rights. They're what we might call big picture ethics. Mm. Fundamentally important issues that we as a society and as individuals need to think about. How do we respond to these issues? What stand do we take on these particular issues? There's also ethics related to the medical or the scientific arena. Ethics around issues like genetic engineering, abortion, IVF, human cloning. Euthanasia is a big issue at the moment. Mm. And then there are ethics to do with our sexuality, with our bodies. And so there's much debate in society at the moment about issues like homosexuality. Sometimes within particular religious communities, there's quite fierce debates about marriage and divorce and how those two are connected. Issues of sex outside of marriage, issues of pornography, all of these sorts of things are things that we feel we need to take a stand on, we need to make decisions about.
Mm. So that's the big picture ethics. They're the things that often come to mind when we think of the word ethics.
Absolutely.
Then we're coming in, flying almost underneath all that and talking about lifestyle ethics as almost a different arena.
Exactly. As important as all of those issues are, what I'm most interested in is how ethics relates to the everyday stuff. Because in a sense, we could live our daily lives without ever having to take a stand on issues related to war and peace.
That's
and
a good point.
Economics and race and immigration. We could toddle along quite nicely, never really taking a stand on issues like IVF or abortion, homosexuality, divorce, all of those sorts of things. Life continues. We leave those things to someone else to think about.
Yeah.
But then we face the most everyday, domestic, daily choices of our lives. And that's where I'm concerned that we would think ethically about that most everyday sort of stuff.
Okay, give us some examples then. Like buying the lunch and driving to work, those
Absolutely,
kinds of decisions.
Yes. Will I drive to work this morning or will I catch public transport? Will I stop for lunch today and eat with my workmate or will I use the time to catch up on those inevitable endless stream of emails? Will I drive to the regional shopping mall to do my grocery shopping or will I walk to the slightly more expensive shop on the corner? Will I cook dinner at home tonight or will I pick up a hamburger at the drive-thru? Now, some of this might seem kind of tedious and trivial and everyday, but it seems to me that within those very everyday decisions, there are some deeper values at work that we need to think about and then begin to address from a personal perspective and from a communal perspective as well.
Okay, give me an example of what those deeper values might be. Just take maybe take one of those for an example, and what are the deeper values underlying it?
Will I drive to work this morning, or will I catch public transport? Now, that's a decision that many of us have to make on a daily basis. There are values related to issues of community. From my perspective, as someone who chooses to go on public transport, and for someone for whom that choice is available, for many people it's not available, but for me, to get on a tram in my hometown of Melbourne is to engage in a form of community which I don't experience inside my little cocoon of a motor car.
All by yourself.
So there are some issues about community at stake. There are also issues about the environment and the impact that the motor car is having upon our environment. They are hot issues at the moment. There are issues around economics, my own personal choices and what they mean for my financial means and for the way that I choose to spend my money, all of those sorts of things. So on all sorts of levels, that simple choice, will I hop in the car or will I get a train, is layered.
Absolutely. What a great example then, because that one everyday thing as to what I'm going to choose, which form of transport I'm going to choose, which we would normally even not even pay too much attention to, unless it's about time, has actually great ramifications in so many other areas. That's very interesting. This is Open House right across Australia. Lifestyle Ethics is our series, and we're beginning this tonight with Simon Kerry-Holt from Melbourne's Whitley College. All right, let's talk about Socrates and the good life. Socrates, the 5th century BC, well, he was a philosopher. He was the first one to really kind of start thinking about ethics, wasn't he?
He was. Never wrote a thing, Sheridan. Never wrote a thing, and yet his thinking and his oratory and his conversation around this issue of ethics is fundamental to almost every discussion of ethics that we have today.
So he coined this phrase, the good life?
Whether he coined it or not, we're not entirely sure, but Socrates was concerned with the question, what sort of life is worth living? And in that sense, what constitutes the good life? Now, I don't know about you, Sheridan, but when I think of the term the good life in contemporary society, I probably imagine someone lounging poolside with a cocktail in one hand, an iPod in the other, and the two-story Neo-Georgian in the background and the BMW in the garage. It's a very self-referenced understanding of what constitutes the good life. They're very self-centered, a life of affluence and leisure and all of those sorts of things. But for Socrates, the good life was the most fundamental expression of one's morality, one's sense of what is right in relationship to other people. So for Socrates, the good life was defined by how I am in relationship to you, not just to myself.
So it was the morally good life, not necessarily the luxuriously good life.
Absolutely. And for Socrates, there was that sense of saying, what are the most fundamental values which lie at the core of who I am? And how do they get worked out in the way that I live in relationship with you?
Yes, which brings us down to the everyday decisions.
Absolutely.
Not just the big things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which raises a good question. There are different bases for ethics. There is a variety of forms and sources of ethics. One is, of course, the Socratic idea, which was very much Greek philosophy.
Yes.
Now, of course, there is Christian-based ethics as well, which is to some degree where we're going to come from on this particular thing. How do those two differ?
Well, many people from a Christian faith perspective would want to talk about normative ethics. That is, what are the norms by which we live? What are the basic standards? What are the core values which lie at the heart of who we are? And that was very much Socrates' idea. So in a sense, there's great connection between the two. We would want to talk seriously, I think, about what lies at the core, what is most fundamentally important to me in my life, and then how is that worked out in those very domestic, everyday decisions that I make. If I was to talk about what lies at the core of who I am, What is the non-negotiable heart of what I believe? Well, for me, the core is found in God, my relationship with God, as encountered and experienced and expressed in relationship with Jesus. Jesus is that wonderful revelation of who God is and what God is about. Mm. So I would define myself primarily as a follower of Jesus. I want to live a life that reflects Jesus. For Jesus is, for me, the reflection of God. So therefore, the question for me, the most invigorating question of ethics for me is, what does that relationship with Jesus mean for every aspect of my life?
Yeah.
For every choice and every decision that I make every day. Not just the big picture stuff. I might have some very passionate views on issues like abortion and homosexuality and war and peace. I may indeed have thought through very carefully how I respond to those issues as a person of faith. But equally important for me is, what does that relationship with Jesus, what does that fundamental allegiance to Jesus as the revelation of God mean for the way that I am in relationship to you, in relationship to my spouse, my children, my neighbour, the person who serves me coffee in the cafe downstairs, the work colleagues, my students, my role with the Melbourne City Council, you know, in all of those roles and aspects of my life. For me, there is a rich opportunity to find an expression of who I am as a follower of Jesus.
Yes, and the subsequent values that he brings to us. Well, fascinating. Next week, we are going to look at life in suburbia. I guess we've just given folks a taste of, some of the foundations of where we're going to go. It's been great to talk to you, Simon. Look forward
to catching
up with you again next week. Simon Carey-Holt, author of God Next Door, and university lecturer in practical theology at Melbourne's Whitley College.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.